If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we are going to empower you. That's what we like to do. So Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some antiviral drugs, that antiviral drug industry. We kind of got on the bandwagon a little bit the other night with the new flu pill coming out. So I thought we'd investigate antivirals just a little bit more. Also, we're going to talk about plant parachutes, so if you need some rescuing, plants can help. And we'll see if we have time for some foods that are going to help you function better and some other things. We got tons of stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face and minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional is Psalms 91. One of my favorite psalms to jump into when I'm feeling a little insecure about, diseases out there and stuff, because this really is a supernatural prayer for protection from pestilence. So if you jump into there, and even on verse 6, you know, you're asking God to protect you from the pestilence that walks around at noonday, and he talks about hiding you under the shadow of his wings and being in your shield and buckler. He even says that, you know, people are going to be dropping dead around you, but it's not going to come near you. So supernatural prayer protection, ask the Lord for that. God's words can't come back void. So I always like to read the scripture when I'm praying with him. And that way, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but your word says this. And so ask for the blessing. And mind the time, it grows short, because the Lord Jesus is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, little technology backfire in the UK. You know, they got the socialized healthcare system over there, and so they're going all tech. And so, you know, the virtual visit thing, you know, where you consult with your doctors over the internet through portals and your phone and whatever. Well, according to a new study, it says it's not doing so well over there for the general practitioners. You know, the virtual visits and the online consults with patients was supposed to save everybody time and cut costs. Well, it's doing the opposite. General practitioners say that it's resulted in negative effects. It's costing them more time. It has cut their productivity, and patients are not happy campers. Nope. Apparently, slow and unreliable internet connections get in the way of proper diagnosis and medical advice. So nobody happy over there with the virtual stuff. Last but not least in the quack report, this is interesting for anybody with type 2 diabetes, especially if you're female. This is research coming out of Korea. They said that they studied some people, like 700 people. They tracked them for many, many years. And they said that if you increase your folate intake, it protects you, especially if you're female, against getting type 2 diabetes. Now, they were distinguishing in the study between the vitamin B9, which is really a synthetic version of folate, you know, folic acid. They said if you want essential vitamins of folate, you need to get them from green leafy vegetables, fruits, meats, dairy products, things like that. Also, some previous studies, they said already established there's a connection between a lack of folate, cancer, anemia, cardiovascular disease, and a lot of cognitive impairment. So, you know, nutrition is usually the key. And we're going to cover some of that tonight and hopefully keep you out of harm's way. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. By the way, if you want some natural folate, if you can't get enough green leafy vegetables, if you feel like you need a little help, try the Body Foundation food mix, where that'll rock your world. All plants or whole food organics, it's amazing. Yeah, when you get the right chemistry going, the body responds big time. All right, we're going to talk about your antiviral drug industry. You know, the federal government has actually given its blessing to the biotech area. You know, a lot of research and manufacturing of a lot of these antiviral agents. Now, science is making a lot of different kinds of antiviral medications for diseases like, you know, for cancer, hepatitis, AIDS, HIV, herpes, autoimmune syndrome, influenza, etc. So it's really not a secret that a majority of these drugs offer adverse reactions and can seriously affect major organs like heart, kidneys, digestion, and so forth. Now, the military is taking a lot of interest in the viral agents, you know, for the purposes of biodefense. Now, according to the American Society of Microbiology, science has developed more than 90 viral antiviral drugs since 1963. Now, since April of 2016, new viral drugs are approved to address the symptoms of about 22 infectious diseases. So, cure patients of the disease. Now, it's equally important to understand that the drug manufacturers are really no longer footing all the bill for drug research. Therefore, according to the American Society for Microbiology, quote, political and financial commitment is vital with regard to antiviral drugs, end of quote. So we're going to check out this area a little bit and see what will be coming, increasingly more important within the medical treatments with antivirals and, you know, areas of our lives that are going to be more managed by government through viral drugs. Okay. There's some categories for viral drugs. You know, of course, we're told medicine has really placed a lot of viral drugs into different groups or categories, and they do this for the purposes of gaining FDA approval. So here's the categories. HIV, which includes a lot of protease enzyme inhibitor drugs, hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, which some medical doctors say really is, and it doesn't exist. It's not a real disease. It's made up. Dr. McCroll, I think, did a whole thing on that. Also, hepatitis virus category, as well as influenza viruses. Then there's the human cytoma glovirus, which is an interesting thing. It's a herpes virus from mammals, particularly primates, and it's infecting humans now. I know sometimes, you know, this is always the way it is. You know, we try to pronounce some of these crazy words. Respiratory sickle-toe viruses, which cause a variety of respiratory infections. The chickenpox has its own category, as well as the papilloma virus. So, but anyway, we got a couple of quotes here I want to read you from. This is from Viral Pathogenics 2016. Viral Pathogenesis. I should get their name right. It says the development of new antiviral drugs is very much a work in progress, with active drug discovery programs for flaviviruses, coronaviruses, dengue, and others. And then Molecule Virology of Human Pathogenic Viruses in 2017 said this: the vast majority of antiviral drugs developed since the 1980s are HIV drugs. So these drugs block various steps of the virus cycle, end of quote. And then American Society for Microbiology said in 2016, quote, it is our belief that new antiviral treatments will be formally approved to cure a broad range of emerging infectious diseases in the future. Current research attempts to produce antiviral agents against 41 types of disease. Now, this is kind of like the drug that gets it all. It's like the what do you call it? The super duper, the universal antiviral medicine that's going to get all 41 types. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I think they're shooting for it. We got to get on board with life here because, a lot of these drugs are for life. You know, they make them that way. It's real important, you know, to face the fact that some of these viral diseases that the medical establishment has created drugs for, they've created what are called lifelong treatments. Now, in 2016, there was a report that was titled Current Landscape of Antiviral Drug Discovery. And in the report, it cites many of the antiviral drugs for HIV patients, and they're put on these lifelong treatments. The thing is, 40% of the patients grow weary of the therapy and they discontinue it. And then science is blaming the patient for noncompliance, and then the viruses mutate and become resistant to the drug treatment. Therefore, science is now starting to create what are called more potent, long-acting agents, and these are in clinical trials now. And the pharmaceutical companies are, you know, optimistic patients will embrace this new form of treatment for HIV. But there's issues with the long-acting drugs. It's creating liability concerns for the underwriters. For instance, the increased risk in adverse events from the stronger, more potent strain antivirals. Also, drug resistance that can cause stronger viral strains down the road, as well as patient exposure to these high therapeutic levels and the possibility of repeated exposure if the patients aren't going to be as compliant as they should. Now, Since viruses change frequently and become drug resistant, some drug companies have really reduced their interest in producing antiviral agents. Therefore, there's this shift within the industry to stop chasing the virus and instead target human cells or the immune system itself. Scary stuff. Well, this concept is really gaining traction, and it's really the focus of the new influenza pill that we touched on earlier this week that's in development for the fall flu season for 2018. It's coming out of Japan. Anyway, so let's look at the immune system because, you know, drugs can put your immune system under duress. Not good. Not good at all. All right. But let's talk about science taking this different tack or approach when they're creating their antiviral drugs, especially with influenza, for instance. Now, we mentioned this earlier that they're attempting with the influenza strain of viruses, they're attempting to influence a mechanism within the body that alters enzymes in order to block the spread of the virus. And so your symptoms stop within 24 hours is what they're claiming. So the altering of the protease enzymes is supposed to make human cells less vulnerable to the spread of the virus. So this new flu pill, Baloxavir, Maraboxil, that's the chemical name, is expected to debut in the market in the fall of 2018, so, you know, next year. Now, the human immune system relies heavily on the enzyme support in order to identify disease that is, you know, made from proteins. So in the new flu pill has this potential really to disrupt your immune system's ability to identify pathogens like cancer, fungus, and bacteria. Now, most patients will be told that the flu pill will help them get over the flu symptoms within a day. However, by suppressing your protease enzymes, it's going to prevent the manufacture of antibodies, which is the main defense mechanism of the human immune system. So most antiviral drugs inhibit immune system enzyme, preventing the immune system from coding its own antibody to the pathogen. So your immune system it misses this golden opportunity to make an antibody for that particular disease, and then it's also robbed of the ability to use that antibody in the future and adapt it for similar pathogens, because you have adaptogen cells. The immune system has something like six different types of immune cells. So this really is a high price to pay in order to avoid having the flu for about an extra day, because I'm going to show you how you can actually get over the flu in just 2 days, okay? All right, yeah, we're going to talk about a natural flu buster here. You know, it's built in to every one of you. Most people have a pretty healthy immune system. They get over the flu in 2 days. If your immune system's good, it's no problem. So the immune system is very capable of destroying pathogens when it's supported by nutrition and it's not interfered with. So science really doesn't have any faith in the immune system God created. So the first thing medicine does to patients with virus that's generating a fever is to lower the fever with aspirin or Tylenol. So this practice was started in the 1800s without any foundation as to what this would do to the patient. So it was much later medicine started delving into the immune system, and it really still doesn't have the full knowledge of how it works. Therefore, every drug they make is an experiment on the human race. So fever suppression is, you know, essentially stops the manufacturing and distribution of antibodies, which helps the virus to advance and prolongs illness. So fevers are an indication your immune system is engaged to destroy the pathogen. Now, in ancient times, you know, they used sweat tents and they used hot springs, you know, anything to fast track the recovery. They would make you sweat. So hot tubs and hot springs were used. You know, as science creates more lethal strains of pathogens and drugs to turn off immunity, it's going to be vital to keep your immune system intact, healthy, and functioning. Okay? Well, you know, I call it fever assassination. That's typically what the healthcare industry does when they give you aspirin or Tylenol, acetaminophen, any of those things. So the fever really is a symptom that the immune system is protecting you from disease. It's a friend, okay? The secret to working with your immune system is, keep that fever wet, drink lots of fluids. And this helps flush the viral debris out of the system fast, because your immune system antibodies are going to attack the virus, kill it, and then there's all this debris, dead cells, dead viral cells, and the immune system has to sweep them out of the system. That's how blood brings healing, brings in antibodies, nutrition, oxygen, takes away debris. Okay, so when you drink fluids, you help hydrate the blood system and you supercharge that whole process. So this helps to flush out the debris. The immune system support herbs are also going to be packed with vitamins and minerals that the immune system uses to make antibodies, lots of enzymes and antibodies. So herbs like, for instance, echinacea root has really is a nutritional powerhouse for your immune system. Really taps into that. Therefore, I tend to support and strengthen my immunity. I use medicinal herbs. I rest and I drink plenty of fluids. I never kill the fever. Okay. Also, it is extremely rare that a fever causes seizures in adults or children. But, parents are scared to death by doctors every day with that. A neurologist once told me that if a seizure was present with a fever, it would be due to a vaccination or head trauma. It's rare that fever would cause seizures, okay? All right, well, we're going to talk about herbs for your cold and flu. There's no reason to panic, okay? I know everybody's getting all scared with the reports about this killer flu and everything. God didn't expect you to depend on pharmaceutical industry, okay? He expected you to depend on him, his creation, his medicinal herbs, which he tells you from Genesis to Revelation, to use for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So you're going to find a selection of really whole food organic herb formulas. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They have some broad spectrum formulas like the all-in-one. They also have the more targeted formulas for areas like sinuses or bronchitis and pneumonia, the pulmonary. Now, that would be the pneumonia kit for your bronchitis, pneumonia, and of course, if you have that sinus issue, head cold, it's the Echinacea Deluxe. Now, some formulas can be taken every day, and you can elevate your immune system, help it a little bit. You could take like a multivitamin all the time. That would be like astragalus root, but you reserve your echinaceas for when you're sick, and then you only use them when you're sick, okay, because they do such a good job of helping your body manufacture killer T cells and antibodies, that you don't want to use it too often like a multivitamin, because then it won't stimulate the immune system as well. So kind of keep your echinacea formulas like your ace in the hole for when you're feeling under the weather. So if you're interested, you can check out their echinacea root formulas. They have the adult echinacea, the children's echinacea, that Three Amigos pack that's real popular for nipping things in the bud. Of course, the Echinacea Deluxe we mentioned. So give a call. Invest in your immune system by supporting it and honoring your creator and what he says to do. The telephone number, if you want a free catalog or to order, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, by the way, they have Valentine's special. It's on through Sunday, so the 18th will be the last day if you want to save 20% on herbal orders of $50 or more. And the coupon code's on the homepage, but if you don't have internet, it's the coupon LUV and the number 18. So love 18 for Valentine's Day this year. And get empowered, get protected, get fortified, and tap into God's promise, because God can't lie. That's right. I have been amazed what herbs can do. I'm never disappointed, to be honest. And I was asked just the other night. I was on a radio station last night out of Cleveland, Ohio, on WHKW, and that was one of the questions I was asked. How did I start in the herbal area? And it was, a family issue, three kids, old, the first two did fine, but the youngest didn't when they got vaccinated. And so this kind of put me on this path to investigate, found out more about vaccines and what herbs can do and how you can reverse a lot of damage with the right stuff. And it just impressed me. So I decided, you know, it's time not to work for the hospital authority anymore. It's time to work for the Lord and tell people his medicinal herbs are the world's best kept secret. And it's been such a rewarding path, let me tell you. And I give God the credit all the time, every day. So I think if you seek the Lord's face and ask him to guide you, he will. So don't delay, don't delay. All right, so we're going to talk about some plant parachutes for you. If you think you need a little rescuing, your plants have the answer. I kind of look at plants as kind of the ripcord to my parachute. If you think of parachute ripcords, you know, they're three strand for strength. Paratroopers used lightweight but a strong braided cord in World War II, and they used to be made from heavy coarse materials. Later, they went into lightweight synthetics. So ripcord's real important if you need a parachute to open, right? So that's how I think of my herbs that provide a lot of support, detoxing, nutritional elements to help the immune system out and all these other functions. It's kind of like, you know, your saving grace, your parachute. The average person requires about 50 grams of protein. So when protein is referred to, we most often think what? We think of animal foods as protein, right? We think of that. We hardly ever think of plants as offering us any protein. For instance, a 4-ounce steak offers you about 40 grams of protein, fish, 40 grams, chicken, 30. So without protein, your body can't convert nutrition for muscle mass, vital tissue for muscles, and, of course, an energy source for your cells. Without protein, your body can't make thyroid hormones or insulin to balance your metabolism. So protein's kind of important. It's in every part of the body. It's in your muscles, your blood, your skin, your hair, your nails, your brain, your heart muscle. So protein's real important. So what do we do if we can't get, let's say, an animal source of protein? What plants should we turn to? Or could we use kind of extend our lifestyle, our diet now? Well, we're going to get into that because a lot of your plants are just got more protein than a steak, to be honest. And if your digestion's good, you can extract more proteins out of your vegetables. A key could be hydrochloric acid. So if you're not getting enough hydrochloric acid in the digestive system, a real easy way to do that is to add some sun-dried Celtic salt. You know, that's a cardiovascular-friendly salt. It's got minerals in it. It's not devoid of anything. It still has the nutrition it's supposed to have. Processed salt's done. Doesn't have any of that. So stay away from the processed salt. Go with the sun-dried. And if you're looking for that, it's going to be off-white in color, not white-white. If it's white, it's been processed. So check out the salt category if you want at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. I can see by the clock, Frank. We're going to take a break, but we come back. Tonight, plant parachutes. Don't go anywhere.
Right now, I guess.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$20
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about plant power shoots and getting some pure protein that way. So there are some food sources that can provide about 50% protein without any unhealthy effects that you tend to get with animal foods. One is called chlorella, It's very easily digested, and it's absorbed right away, and it converts to amino acids, and these tend to feed your cells lots of energy. So this is evident when you measure special compounds that encourages a lot of growth and repair. So it's called a CGF. So chlorella has a lot of growth factor to it. So when children, let's say, are given food sources like chlorella, they have the strong teeth, and it can help them repair tooth decay and even replenish the dentin and strengthen their teeth, the dentin. Also, it helps with jaw development, so they can get a full development of the jaw. So chlorella is really a great thing to have. Now, the concentration of plant protein and chlorella will help also children grow more. They'll develop a better size in a span of time. Also, it's known to help their IQ, and they are more easily resistant to illnesses. So chlorella is kind of a really good thing for kids to have. So also, if you live in a cold climate, there was this Japanese study that said when you use chlorella every day, for a minimum of a few months, it makes you more resistant to cold weather and viruses, and any unwanted weight change, which I thought was cool. So another study at the University Medical College in Kyushu, Japan, said chlorella heals wounds fast in half the time. So compared to conventional treatments with a lot of antibiotics and Neosporin, stuff like that. So this is essentially really important, especially if you're a diabetic. Because diabetics, their blood is, you know, kind of laden down with a lot of sugar, and it prevents them from healing quickly. So chlorella can be beneficial for them. And also, just think of the healing possibilities of healing things like peptic ulcers and gastritis and duodenal ulcers and things like that. World governments and scientists have actually been studying and testing chlorella for many years. The space program in the United States liked the way that it offered oxygen benefits to astronauts. So in 1981, Dr. Benjamin Frank, he did some research on plant foods. And he gave these plants to his patients, and he was able to help them reverse a lot of degenerative diseases like arthritis, emphysema, heart disease, vision problems, memory loss, and even depression. So it's kind of amazing what the body can accomplish when you give it a pure protein energy food source that also has a lot of detoxing benefits to it. Chlorella is a great way to help your body detox. Now, the research that was done on chlorella now in the 40s to the 50s said it had its own natural antibiotic action in it. So rich trace minerals, antioxidant photonutrients, carotenoid issues in chlorella are also natural antibiotic protection for the body. So it's another plus. Right there. So when the body is under a lot of stress, your immune system can kind of take a little weak dive. Chlorella is a very good antioxidant to help support it. Has lots of vitamin C and E in it. Increases your body's ability to handle stress, remove any hindering toxins, like I mentioned. High in zinc. Interesting enough, they even reported it was great for sexual performance and helped any insulin receptors people had trouble with. So, chlorella. And, you know, a lot of people call it a sanitation engineer because it really takes all the debris and toxins and waste matter that's in your body and fast tracks it out of the system. So it has this detoxification benefit to it. And that in itself helps promote longevity. So chlorella has this built-in sanitation engineer, if you will, and it helps keep the cells in the system clean and organized. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, if there was an herb that had OCD, that's it. Now, the high amount of chlorophyll in your foods tend to purify blood and help oxygenate it. So if you think you have issues that you might want to remove from the system, pollutants, toxins, chlorella is an excellent herb to utilize. So I like the way it also helps support nervous system function and the brain because of the added benefits in it, like a vitamin B. Great nervous system nutrient to have. It protects your cell DNA. It says it helps it, it makes more resistant to mutations. So chlorella's got some benefits going, has a lot of disease protection as well, and detoxes the system, a lot of biotoxins. It used to be used in the early 1900s for tuberculosis. It had a nutrient in it that helped you get rid of tuberculosis pathogens. They also have used it for Lyme disease and tetanus and mold, if you have a mold infection. Now, if the public school system across the United States, got rid of the inoculation schedules and just gave kids chlorella, oh, man, these kids would have higher IQs, they wouldn't be sick. So definitely check out chlorella. Now, because of the radiation from Fukushima, we're using farm-raised chlorella that they always test for radiation possibilities as well. So you definitely want to stay away from the naturally harvested kind at this point because of what happened in Fukushima, because typically a lot of the West Coast resources got affected. So now if you're looking for chlorella, for energy, immune support, detoxification, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they include it in their Body Foundation food mix, which is really one of their very popular formulas, and they're always making that. They try to keep it in stock all the time, and you just, it's a powder, and you just throw it in a smoothie, your juice, water if you want, and get empowered, power up the system, and you'll like the way it helps you feel. People feel amazing when they're using that. All right, so we got a few minutes, and we're going to talk about foods that help you function better. Besides the chlorella, we're going to talk about some foods that provide a lot of strength to your body, help your body have an extra heat source, especially in the winter time, or extra energy, provides the body with the ability for cellular repair and regeneration of organs. So we're going to talk about some foods that help you function better. Now, herbs tend to be foods. A lot of people think of them as, something like a drug. Certain countries, in the European Union consider them drugs, but really they are foods. So we're going to talk about some really healthy foods, and some of them may just particularly also be herbs. Well, we're going to look at some foods that help build up your blood system. Beets are excellent sources for this. They have a lot of natural iron in them. So if you're going to use beets, use raw beets as opposed to cooked beets. So your body requires some specific nutrition to help build up red blood cells and also help them hold on to oxygen through iron support. And so the transportation of oxygen requires a certain nutrition to deliver that and also take away waste product. So, you want to keep your pH balanced, especially in your blood system, and it helps with body temperature, helps with blood clots, so you don't get an abnormal balance with the fibrinogen protein in your blood that, manages those clotting mechanisms. So for blood, I like beets. You can avoid a transfusion, usually drinking some raw beet juice. So definitely check out beets. Now, if you don't want to juice beets, it's too messy, it's too whatever. Well, there's beetroot in the body food mix we mentioned, along with that chlorella, and it's there for a reason. And so you can just, get your beets that way if you want to make it neat in a smoothie, and you're done. Now, there's a lot of synthetic supplements out on the market, and apparently these basically are just drugs. So be decisive and investigate your supplement sources out there, because you want whole food And a lot of times your herbs are complex nutrients that are designed to support things like your blood system and your blood vessels. They contain a lot of complex nutrition, niacin, vitamin C and E, bioflavonoids, folic acid, like we mentioned, to help you avoid type 2 diabetes. Calcium, of course, natural calcium, which you definitely have to have natural calcium as opposed to an animal-based calcium, because plant-based calcium will have the mineral uptake, so your body can actually use calcium. And phosphorus and zinc, of course, all these wonderful things. You're going to find a lot of nutrients in, like, let's say, brewer's yeast, for instance, and garlic. I know Frank over here, he uses a lot of garlic when he feels under the weather, and he bounces back pretty quickly. Garlic is your natural antibiotic. It's very broad spectrum. It's antiviral without the side effects. And it doesn't suppress immune system. And it's also antibacterial and fungal and anti-yeast. So it's very good. Wheat germ is on the list, as well as alfalfa grass and grapes, hawthorn berries, ginger root, sassafras, burdock root, echinacea, oat straw. A lot of these herbs are super packed with nutrition that, you know, would make any supplement manufacturer jealous. You probably have your own multivitamin just, you know, in your herbs, basically. Well, let's talk about the nervous system a little bit, because a lot of people wonder how they can, you know, help their brain out and get better memory, avoid dementia, get better sleep. Well, the brain uses a lot of phosphorus-rich foods to operate with. So the extra benefit when you get a lot of phosphorus foods, it nourishes your nerve endings and even your glands. So when you use plants that have phosphorus in them, you're also going to help your bone system out. So herbs like valerian root and hops and skullcap and even lobelia will have this wonderful high potency of phosphorus. There was this supply and study on animal phosphorus for your brain. For instance, your brain seems to like the phosphorus from eggs, you know, the yolk, the phosphorus from codfish. So your brain seems to like that. And it needs phosphorus to help regulate a lot of body functions, nerve impulses, enhances your sensory perception, your motor coordination. So a lot of herbs that are going to have a lot of complex nutrition, including your phosphorus, and pantothenic acids and folic acid. Basically, you're going to get a lot of that combination in your whole food sources, and of course, your medicinal herbs will be packed with that, like we mentioned. Now, what about muscle? A lot of people say, you know, as I age, I'm losing muscle mass, and I'm losing energy, and I'm losing this, and I'm losing that. Well, protein for building muscle is really required, but you also need fats and high calorie content to help keep the muscles and keep your body warm. So males require more protein and healthy fats than females, since they have more muscle mass, so they require more blood volume to feed the muscles. Now, on top of the blood from the male, one drop of male blood is going to have 1 million more red blood cells in it compared to female's blood. So the energy foods are going to be, of course, carbohydrates, anything on the sweet side. But you want to chew your foods really well, because when you chew your foods really well, you secrete more saliva, and this helps digest and extract more protein out of starch types of foods and enzymes, and it converts them to enzymes, and this feeds your cells energy. So chew your foods well, and especially your raw foods, chew them really well, and this will also help strengthen your jaw muscle when you do that. It also helps prepare the digestive enzymes the body needs, because your saliva gland sends signals to the digestive system to prepare for things. So foods for your muscles should contain a lot of B-complex, vitamin E, D, A, pantothenic acid, of course, potassium and magnesium, things like that. So foods that are going to have these rich nutrients, olives, rye, lima beans, rice bran, sprouts, bananas, grains, whole grains, apples. I love apples. people say, you're always eating an apple. I love them. Organic ones. I don't ever go for conventional. Conventional apples have no flavor, no crunch to them. So apples, though, they have a pectin. And eat the skin, because your pectin's in the skin, of course. And this protects bowel health and protects you from colon rectal cancers and things like that. So pectin has an anti-carcinogenic a benefit to it. Also, if you eat an apple every day, you'll lose 10 pounds over the course of 1 year. Easy. Easy stuff. Now, herbs that are going to be rich in nutrients that will help your muscles and give you more energy, herbs like juniper berries, rosemary, horseradish, kelp, dulse seaweed, horsetail, black walnut, lots of energy. Also, in habanero cayenne, you know, those red peppers, those orange, little red orange peppers, it helps improve a lot of circulation and reduces a lot of metabolic stress on the system. So, of course, your immune-boosting herbs do provide a lot of energy to your organs and your glands, your lymphatic system, which is all part of your immune system. So astragalus root, echinacea, ginger, garlic, all going to be great in that area. So, you know, if you're cold-natured out there and you're kind of fighting over the thermostat with family and you're throwing on layers, what can you do about if you're feeling too cold? Well, vegetable fats, if you're eating a lot of vegetables, you need more fats to warm the body. So a cold body has difficulty metabolizing cold vegetable, especially cold vegetable oils, as well as even protein in beans and lentils. So fats have this melting point and are metabolized much better in the body with good circulation. So a cold body can't really break down proteins in beans as efficiently, so you got to make sure you get some healthy fats going. All right, so what about these animal foods? Well, there's a right way and a wrong way to metabolize your animal proteins. If you don't eat enough high fiber with your animal meat, what happens is it will putrefy in the colon to just sit there. So you got to have roughage, and the reason you got to get more fiber and roughage is because it absorbs more fluid, water, and the bowel uses a lot of water to function. And so when fiber and roughage, you know, your fruits and vegetables and whole grain foods, well, they'll suck up the water and they'll swell and they'll press on the colon wall when they do that and stimulate the nerve endings in your bowel muscle to move the colon. So this is what happens when you don't get enough high fiber in your foods, you get more constipated. So it's real important if you're going to have meats, you got to have high fiber to move the meats and reduce that transit time. Otherwise, the meat sits in there and putrefies and can increase your risk of intestinal bowel disease. So a sluggish bowel is not a good thing. Now, if you ask your doctor, you know, what's the normal bowel function? Well, the medical textbooks tell doctors if you have a bowel movement twice a week, that's normal. I want to tell you, it's not normal. That is a sluggish bowel crying out for help. So you're supposed to go three times a day if you're eating three meals a day. Some people, you know, maybe get to one or two times a day. Well, it's better than twice a week, but we need to improve on transit time. So a little adjustment in lifestyle, get some more fiber going. And if you've been on over-the-counter laxatives, they tend to make the bowel muscle lazy because the bowel muscle is not doing the job. The laxative is doing the job. So you really need to tone that bowel muscle. If you're needing help toning the bowel muscle and getting things moving, look at the Bowel Cleanse Formula A at thepowerherbs.com. You can buy that separately. You don't have to buy the bowel kit. And that's very helpful, especially for elderly that have trouble moving their bowels, or if you're on pain medicines, that will make a bowel real sluggish because it deadens nerve endings, and so that's why you're not moving. So check that out. So yeah, there are some things you can tap into and get that bowel moving. Make sure it doesn't get too toxic. You know, protect those gut floras. You have 400 of them, not just Aphidophilus. You have 400 floras you have to make sure you have. Without good floras, if you get an overgrowth of yeast, usually people do if they're on repeated courses of antibiotics or on a long course of antibiotics, it tends to destroy all but the yeast flora, and then the yeast takes over. And what happens is you're not able to convert proteins to amino acids when that happens. And that's why you don't have any energy. That's what chronic fatigue is. It's really a yeast overgrowth. And then if you don't correct the yeast overgrowth, chronic fatigue will develop into fibromyalgia. So nerve endings not getting the richness of nutrition in the blood, and they're complaining. So you definitely have to balance those blood, those gut floras, and you'll get rid of the fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. A lot of people say, well, how do I do that? Well, it's simple. It's diet. So what you have to do is change the environment in the bowel area, the gut, so it makes it less friendly for yeast to overgrow. And yeast loves an alkaline environment. So it likes dairy. It likes sugar. It likes anything that converts to sugar, like carbohydrates. It loves alcohol. So you got to remove the sugar, the dairy, the carbs. And if you're in complex carbs, don't convert to sugar as readily. So Dr. Christopher, who founded the School of Natural Healing out in Springville, Utah, he had a clinic for 60 years, and he would take his patients off and put them on brown rice and raw or steamed vegetables, and they just ate that. And they couldn't cheat. And when the energy started to come back, when you felt your energy perk up, it means that you were creating the floras coming back into the system. You would also have them eat fermented foods from time to time, like pickled beets and kimchi and sauerkraut, because they would bring more acid element in, and also the floras would come back, not as alkaline. So easy way to fix that. And how long you got to stay on that diet just depends on how bad the yeast overgrowth is. Maybe a month, maybe 2 weeks. But it's the way to resolve it. You're getting at the cause. Otherwise, you're going to a neurologist and getting pain injections for the rest of your life, which after a while they don't work, because I used to work for a neurology clinic, and that's who we saw all the time. Chronic fatigue patients, migraine patients, people with back injuries, ruptured discs. Anyway, it was all symptom management, and nobody ever got better. It was just symptom management. I guess that's the reason why I was working at the hospital authority. I saw the other side of things. All right, so in a nutshell, general daily requirements for your system, maybe 5 ounces of some nitrate foods for your muscles, 20 ounces of carbs for your, starches, and keep the body warm, 3% phosphate, a gallon of liquid, bulk foods with a lot of cellulose fiber in them, and you got it made. So in other words, the Mediterranean diet is what that is. And cultural studies have always said people in the Mediterranean get a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. They get a lot of fish. They get a lot of vegetables and fruits, olive oil. So they don't have cancer, and they don't have diabetes, and they don't have heart disease. So if we all just, do what they did, we can sidestep a lot of internal medicine disorders. So you have a lot of power and control over your health by what you're eating. So within 6 days, the foods you eat change your DNA. So that's how much power you have. Don't forget that. And medicinal herbs can help if you have a shortfall. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit them on the powerherbs.com website. Don't forget, 20% off Valentine's special through Sunday the 18th on orders of $50 or more. So you check it out online or give them a call and ask for the discount. Oh, I'm out of time, so don't forget, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.